to be able to think and speak, which is connected with thinking, words, form words and concepts. And yet gradually, humans lost through that, became totally entangled in it, and they lost their connectedness with something deeper than thought. They perhaps once had it, a deep connection with life, not the life of form, the formless one life that is the essence of who you are, the one formless life. But that connection humans had in the way that everything natural still has that, but they didn't even know it. It was so natural, they couldn't imagine anything else. They had that deep connectedness in which there's no fear of death, because there's a deep knowing that there is no death, only the form dissolving. The leaf, all the millions of billions of leaves that we see around us now are all dying. And there's such beauty in their death even. And they are not afraid of death. They just die beautifully. So in humans, thought gradually captured their consciousness, so that their whole sense of self became entangled in thought. And then gradually thought itself became more dysfunctional. It created a dysfunctional world. So when you, from the beginning of recorded history, if you read history and are alert, as if you had just come here from another planet and you are reading human history for the first time, you can see that a large part of the human suffering, that is history, is inflicted on humans by other humans. All the wars and murder and cruelties, continuous warfare, except brief interludes, because they got exhausted for a while. And then the most dysfunctional century, the 20th, 100 million dead, killed by other humans. And this is a continuation, the 21st century. So on that level, the old continues. The caterpillar is still trying to have its way. And it's getting more and more difficult. Similarly, we could compare it to the flowering of plants, this incredible beauty that is has arisen on the planet through flowers, consciousness expressing itself through this ethereal form of flowers that humans have always recognized as very special. And it's all flowers have had a significance where perhaps the first thing in humanity that was not utilitarian, that you couldn't really eat or do anything with it. And yet they valued that beyond anything that they could do with it. Because deep down, in a very, very deep, distantly, they recognized perhaps beauty there for the first time. When the first human discovered beauty, ah. But flowers came much later than plants. There were 100 million or 200 million years of plants before the first flower ever opened. I'm told that was about 230 million years ago the first flower opened on the planet. But many millions of years before that, plants already covered the planet. Now, certain plants flowered, others chose not to flower. And perhaps it will be the same with humanity. Perhaps only part of humanity will go through this inner shift and the other part will say, no, we're okay as we are. But it only requires part of humanity to go through this flowering for the entire energy field of the planet to be transformed. So what humans then are not doing is to continue perfecting the old way. The caterpillar trying to crawl faster and faster, if we use this metaphor for humans, then that would mean humans develop the thinking mind more and more. This is what, of course, they've been trying to do. Let's analyze this, more and more analysis, more and more getting facts and thinking. Okay, how can we solve the problems that we've got? Seem to have a proliferation of problems on the planet. They seem to get more and more. I don't know. And then, okay, let's get together and think and see how we can solve this.